the honor to greet all of you who have come this evening to be present at this spiritual program in the cultural center. I want to greet specially Gospođa Elisa and also Mustafa, my doctor. And his wife. And then I want to greet the sister of Dionys. We are very happy that you came this evening. I will just chant with you one mantra, and then I will start to make my points this evening. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 The title of my presentation this evening will be In Higher Contact. Yes, in spiritual contact, you could also say, yes. It was a long, long week for Nityananda Kari, and she passed her exam, and now we will have to give her our special snaga for full attention. We really are eternal spiritual souls who at the moment undergo a very human experience. While we are eating and walking and going about with our daily affairs, it is so very important that we have a spiritual atmosphere around us which nourishes us. The human being is so absolutely dependent on the atmosphere in which he lives. This atmosphere is as important as the air is important to our survival. People are very careful nowadays to make a nice friendship atmosphere in their partnerships. They know when there is hatred and animosity between friends, it's hard to go on with life. In the world, people become aware that they do need a healthy biological atmosphere with not so much CO2 emissions.
Da bi imali zdravu atmosferu, ne bi trebalo da bude
But very few people know how important it is to have a spiritual atmosphere in their lives which supports them. They do not know that really in essence we are spiritual, we are part and parcels of God who really need this spiritual atmosphere. My spiritual master once gave an example of sparks, fire sparks. These fire sparks actually require the fire in order to live. We know when such a spark, which may be happily dancing in the fire, falls out of the fire, he starts his death dance. Only for a short time he may be still alive, this spark who left the fire, and after some time he may sizzle out. This happens for the soul when it leaves God. When we leave the spiritual atmosphere, we sizzle for a few days. And then, puff, that's our physical end. Really, for the soul, there is no soul, no death. But when it leaves the spiritual experience or spiritual atmosphere, then there is an illusory death. The fire spark must somehow come back into the fire, and then it can dance for a long, long time, full with light and energy. In our lives as human, as spirit souls who make the human experience, it is really absolutely important that every day we dive into the fire of the spiritual energy. Otherwise, we really lose a lot of energy. A lot of liveliness and our golden opportunities. To reawaken the spiritual atmosphere around us, there is a particular energy which we can contact. This energy, when we contact it, can recharge us spiritually so that we again feel the spiritual atmosphere. Yesterday we spent a wonderful time in the Bosnian mountains, an unforgettable time. And because there were many devotees or many friends with us on this excursion, I had brought a little loudspeaker. It has a microphone, and then it goes by the strength of an akku. It served our purposes when we were in the forest and we could somehow make a happy sound which reached every one of us. But when we arrived in the evening, that loudspeaker was out of strength. It couldn't even make a a normal sound any longer. It needed to be recharged. This is an experience which we human beings also have. Our spiritual energy seems to leave us at times. And we become spiritually very weak. At such a time, we need recharging. Recharging with what is called the Kripa Shakti, the spiritual energy of Krishna. Most of us have material thoughts in their mind. And therefore they are living in a material atmosphere. Only a few of us have spiritual thoughts in their mind all day and live in a spiritual atmosphere wherever they go. I was once making an experiment with kinesiology. Yes, kinesiology. Yes, that's the German word is kinesiology. And you cannot make this experiment when you come home. It's an experiment which proves to you how much your thoughts influence your strengths. One of my friends was ready to make this experiment. We put him on two chairs. From here to here, he was on one chair, and the stopolas were on another chair. This much was hanging in the air. And then we said, now please think about that very soon you will get a wonderful daughter. And we have cooked it here, and we showed him a picture of it. That's the torta which you will get. And then another person tried to apply pressure on his stomach. Then we said, all right. And we could really apply a lot of strength on his stomach. Maybe we should make this experience with Dionysus. Then we informed him, oh, very sorry, some accident happened with the torta. You know, we had cooked it, like it's on the picture. But the neighbor came in and stole it. Okay, you think this now? And now we make the same experiment. And, you know, when we put a little pressure on his stomach, he just collapsed and fell between the two stolicas. Then we made a third experiment, and this is now the interesting experiment. We said, good news! The neighbor came back. He had a realization that he's such a rascal stealing the torta. Here it is. And we showed him the torta. This time not a photo, but the real torta. You can eat it and distribute it with your friends. We will just make one more experiment with you. And again, we put him with this part of the body on one chair and with his feet on the other chair. They were separated like this. Here was one chair, here was another chair. And then we made the test again. My dear audience, I couldn't believe my eyes. We could put three people sitting on him as if it was the most comfortable bench. The idea of eating this torta gave him just so much snaga. It was amazing. He was totally charged. And I mean, this was, there are many much nicer experiments, but that's the one which we did in our Center for Vedic Studies in Heidelberg. Yes. It showed us that, you know, the mind really influences your strengths. And I want to use this example today as an example which can tell you if you are charged up with spiritual energy, you become so strong that you even become immortal. Hari Bol. What happens when you live in, when you come in contact with the spiritual atmosphere or the Kripa Shakti, you will see that you become spiritually surcharged, almost like a spark which returns into the fire and then starts its joyful fire dance. Now this chance to decide for the spiritual energy is always open for every human being. Every day you have the chance to decide to either become a material person and leave the fire, or to return into the fire of the spiritual atmosphere and become surcharged every day. Philosophically, it is described that the living entity or the human being is in between two worlds. Two worlds. Mm-hmm. It can decide to be either in the material or spiritual atmosphere. The example has been given of the ribnak. Is that correct? The fish? Ribak. Oh, almost. The ribak, who lives in the reka, in the river, and it can decide to either be on the left bank of the river or the right bank of the river. That choice is always there for the fish. So I'm particularly very, very interested in this choice in my life and in observing it in others. As a Swami, I sometimes also have my moments where worries tend to overwhelm me. I'm traveling, for instance, in a few weeks to India, and have absolutely no idea where I will stay. And at the moment, this starts to worry me a little bit. We just can't come in contact with my friends in India. Maybe they meditate from morning till night, and they don't hear any. No communication is possible by phone. Or our Veda Academy wants to build in Berlin, or wants to buy first a big villa, and then we want to build something like a spiritual village. But where will we get exactly all the novats from? It's a little desert is at the moment in my pockets. So sometimes you can start worrying also as a Swami. Or you think this person has so much opportunity, but he's not using it. Oops. How to reach him spiritually so that he will understand his opportunities. But I know also that despite these worries which tend to spread a material atmosphere in my mind, you can decide, or one can decide, to go in the spiritual atmosphere. And I have seen this with many, many people whom I know, who make this conscious decision and have extraordinary experiences. It's like really a change in consciousness and in life. I would like to give you an example of this. A little while ago, when I was in South Africa, I wanted to visit wild lions. So we visited them in their natural habitat. And we had been warned to never open the window. As long as you have the window closed, the lion will smell only iron and benzene and is not interested. But the moment you open your car window, only a little bit, the lion will smell an excellent meal. So when we went to the lions, it seemed they had eaten and they appeared very lazy. Tired. Not like a wild lion. So I thought this is my only opportunity to see a wild lion. I might as well use it properly. And although Gaurahari had severely forbidden me, I rolled down the window. And I made this sound. Because I knew this sound is new for the lions. I looked in my direction. Gaurahari said, "Please close the window." No, we need to see a wild lion. He came all this way. So I made again. My dear audience, I cannot describe to you in proper words what happened. Two lions, a man and a woman, male and a female, just came like a flash to our car and started to rock the car. They usually turn the car, then they go into the window and then and then you're finished. What I could see is, in a matter of seconds, the lazy, slobbish animal who was like a walrat, these animals with the this animal turned into the king of the animals. It was not possible for us to look into the eyes of the lion because they were just so absolutely deeply. It was like laser beams going into our mind and putting our brain on fire. And we only knew one emotion, great fear. Very quickly we rolled up the window. We profoundly excused ourselves. And we just gave all the gas in the car. Fled. The idea which I want to transport to you here is the transformation which happened in the lion. When a person gets in contact with the spiritual energy, he will experience also a wonderful transformation. Instead of being dependent on the material environment and atmosphere around him, he will become bright-faced and totally inspired. And he will become a very, very highly inspired human being. I would like to give you an example which I have given in Belgrade when I talked there a few days ago. It's an example which I think is very, very close to all of you. It's when we feel discouraged in our life, without really any hope to see an exit of our uninteresting life. Once, the German author Rainer Maria Rilke felt like this. He was no longer able to write his poesy. Do we know Rilke in Bosnia, Sabina? So he decided to leave Switzerland, where he lived at that time, and became the secretary of the famous sculptor Rodin, who lived in Paris. He stopped all his writing, Rilke. One day Rodin came to him and said, "You look so sad. I'm very satisfied with your work as a secretary. But why do you look so sad?" And Rilke told him, "I'm actually a writer. But I lost my inspiration." I'm living the mental blues. Blues, oh yes. Rodin had a solution. And he said, "I believe that art is meant to awaken what is invisibly there." When I see as a sculptor a piece of marble, I see inside the marble already the angel. The angel only waits to be awakened by my hands. I, as an artist, have the duty to see him and to liberate him. So within you, Rilke, is also a genius. He has to be a spiritual genius. You have to just awaken him. And the way to awaken him is by seeing properly. Go to the zoo, Rilke, and look at only one animal in the zoo until you truly see it. Rilke went to the zoo, and the result of, and he didn't return for 3 days. And the result of his zoo visit was he could ride again. He wrote a poem called The Panther. Panther, yes. The Panther. And it's really actually a spiritual poem. Would you like me to read a few lines from this poem? We will get now a little cultured. Drink your water, Nityananda Kari. You have to become fully awake. The Panther. He passes back and forth the bars. His gaze is grown so weary that it doesn't grasp anything anymore. Okay, we are in Bosnia. I will make it simple. Rilke wrote about this powerful animal, the panther, who had become totally discouraged by being imprisoned for many, many years. And he has lost all his life. You know, like caged animals, they have only 1/3 of their life expectancy. He wrote about this. You can read about this poem in the internet. The analogy is so much the analogy of our own life. When the soul is captured by the material energy, he he's put behind the bars of the material body. And it has lost its energy until the moment where it becomes free again. This Krishna consciousness movement or this gives us a wonderful chance to contact the spiritual atmosphere which can set us free. It's only necessary that we learn to understand it properly. And more important is that we practice or apply the practice properly. One way to set our spiritual potential free is the chanting of the holy names. I could see this when Ojashvi and the Ojashvi Bhajan band had this very lively spiritual music. I think we all could feel how all of a sudden so much wonderful spiritual energy was generated. When you sing the holy name, you can actually contact this spiritual energy. It's very subtle, which wakes you up and makes you free. Yes, when you chant actually the mantras, you should lose yourself in order to find yourself. What this means is you should lose your false self to find your true self. This is what happens in the chanting. It's sometimes a little purifying. Sometimes when you chant these mantras, you will come to a granica. And it seems you can't go further. This is the granica of your false ego. And you may feel while you chant this voice, ah, please stop. Better you hear some Mozart music. Or mundane music. Actually, our false ego doesn't like spiritual practice in the beginning. It puts all kinds of diversions in our mind. Make some phone call now. Or go someplace. Eat something. Chips. You know, do something interesting now, please. Eat something interesting. See something interesting. A nice mundane music. Or an interesting film. The false ego, when you do true spiritual practice, you will come to the point of the false ego. And if you have a bona fide spiritual master, he will help you to come quicker to this point. Because spiritual life happens beyond the granica of the false ego. Yes. You need a visa to come in this country. This is sincere spiritual practice. All of us should have in our passport this visa. The stamp. This person is qualified by sincere spiritual practice. Today is the day where Nityananda Kari got her Croatian passport. She can now travel all over the world. Is not limited by a Bosnian passport any longer. She was very happy when she told this to me. And I said, well, you need a visa. If you want to go into the spiritual world, or in the spiritual atmosphere, you need another stamp. Many people think in the Balkan, oh, if I can get a stamp for Germany, this is the heavenly planets. Visa stamp. Yes, but Germany is a very frustrating country, I can tell you. We need a visa to get into the spiritual atmosphere, much more important. This visa stamp is Nityananda Kari has sincere spiritual practice. And she will learn it in a week, I believe, in the Japa retreat. She's aware of it. Yeah. Yes. Hare Krishna. Yes. I wish that all of you get such a stamp. So that you can all contact the spiritual atmosphere every day of your lives. And within this spiritual atmosphere, you will be able to see the reawakening of your true life. Why will you feel the reawakening of your spiritual life? Very simple, because in the spiritual atmosphere you will experience the reawakening of your true love. Actually, spiritual life is all about developing this original pure love. Today in the television I was asked what I appreciate in Bosnia. And I said two things. Pita. I could eat tons of it. I even have developed many kilos in Bosnia. Yes, yeah. And the other is that the people are so warm-hearted here. And I said, if they can now come to the place of spiritual love, not just human love, which is often limited, that would be the perfection of the Bosnian culture. Mm-hmm. Yes. So tomorrow we will leave Sarajevo. Today I phoned with the organizers of my tour in America. And at the end, when we had done all the technical discussions, I said, I'm now in Sarajevo. And tomorrow I will travel to an island in the Adria which is surrounded by dolphins. We will give a seminar there, a Japa retreat. And they said, "Oh, you have such a good life." "Oh, can you invite us to come to the island where you go?" I said, "This is Krishna's mercy. I'm a very ordinary person. But I do have this firm faith in the spiritual atmosphere, in this Kripa Shakti. And I have seen, since my faith is becoming stronger, I'm just brought about in my life by this Kripa Shakti. It really works. I just feel like a leaf in the wind of a higher energy, which just brings me in my life in contact with many nice people and nice events also." Without this spiritual contact, I would be maybe working in Hamburg in a boring manager job. Surrounded by piles of boring money without any love in the heart. Yes, but with this spiritual contact, so much things have happened, despite of me, despite my disqualifications. Anyways, I will not talk about myself. I'm a very uninteresting person. I want to encourage all of you to come in spiritual contact. We have regularly such very nice meetings, which we have just like this. And in our spiritual community, there are wonderful ideas to offer seminars, spiritual education for spiritual practice. We have very revolutionary ideas in what we want to do in the future here in Sarajevo. And my humble request is to all of you who are guests to our program, to please get in contact with the local people here, local devotees here. I wish you all the best. Sve najbolje. I don't wish you at this moment laku noć, because we have some more. We show some good slides. But we wish Nityananda Kari laku noć. Shalom se. Thank you very much. Wala Bruno. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.